Hey, it's me. I'm just going to try. So I've done two of the phone reviews, and I'll try and do Anne O'Grady's, but I'll have to do the others tomorrow or something like that, because I've really got to go and get Ted. Just with the one about, so you sent through an email about that David Hooper or something, the Rob patient. So can you, he needs to be seen urgently, like as soon as Rob gets back. But what he really needs is he needs to probably be started on oral steroids. But I don't know him. I don't know anything about him. We haven't seen him in a decade. So we don't know any of his other medical problems. And I'm not at Kippering, so I can't really see him. Like, I would ring the, so I'd ring the patient and say, have your G, you know, have you seen your GP? And if not, because his hearing test looks like a sensory neural hearing loss, so I would ring the GP and I would say, look, the Dr. Hodge, like, you know, Dr. Hodge is away. And so probably he, if he's had a sudden onset of what looks like from that hearing test that they've sent through of a sudden onset of hearing loss on that ear, he might need to be started on oral steroids. So, but that we just don't know enough about his history, that's all. Well, basically, if you think if it's a sense, I mean, the problem is that they've called it a conductive hearing loss, but it looks like it, they've called in their audiology report, they've called it, it's not conductive, it's bloody sensory neural. Yeah, he probably needs to be started on oral steroids, I would say. But